2023年精编初中英语教学与评估，听力部分一。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力。
1 Listening Comprehension
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1.Kitty used to spend half an hour playing the violin every day.
Kitty used to spend half an hour playing the violin every day.
2. Rose and her friends often have coffee in the new shopping mall.
Rose and her friends often have coffee in the new shopping mall.
3.It's really fun for Lee's family to have a swim in summer.
It's really fun for Lee's family to have a swim in summer.
4. The sign tells us that we shouldn't drink or eat in public.
The sign tells us that we shouldn't drink or eat in public.
5.It is a fine day today. Mary and her brother are cycling to school together.
It is a fine day today. Mary and her brother are cycling to school together.
B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
6. I heard you had been to Europe. How was your journey?
Wonderful. We flew to France and stayed there for a week. Then we took a train to London. There we spent several days.
Question. How did the woman go to London?
请再听一遍。
I heard you had been to Europe. How was your journey?
Wonderful.We flew to France and stayed there for a week. Then we took a train to London. There we spent several days.
Question. How did the woman go to London? Seven. Good morning, madam. Welcome to take my taxi. Where are you going?
To Grand Hotel. Is it far?
Yes, a little bit. It's about 40 minutes ride.
Question. Who are the two speakers? 请再听一遍。
Good morning, madam. Welcome to take my taxi. Where are you going?
To Grand Hotel. Is it far?
Yes, a little bit. It's about 40 minutes ride.
Question. Who are the two speakers?
8. Morning, Lily. Are you going to practice running for the sports meeting? It is still raining.
Well, the radio says there will also be strong winds.
Oh, don't worry. They'll disappear tonight, according to the latest report on the internet.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow, according to the boy? 请再听一遍。
Morning, Lily. Are you going to practice running for the sports meeting? It is still raining.
Well, the radio says there will also be strong winds.
Oh, don't worry. They'll disappear tonight, according to the latest report on the internet.
Question. What will the weather be like tomorrow, according to the boy?9. Our flat is too small, dear.
Yeah, I know, but it's in the city center.
Well, I want to live in a big house with a garden, so I can sit in it and relax.
You talk about sitting in the garden, but now we haven't even got a balcony. We must work hard, dear.
Question. Where are they living now?
请再听一遍。
Our flat is too small, dear.
Yeah, I know, but it's in the city center.
Well, I want to live in a big house with a garden, so I can sit in it and relax.
You talk about sitting in the garden, but now we haven't even got a balcony. We must work hard, dear.
Question: Where are they living now?
Ten. When are you leaving for Beijing?
Sorry, I won't be able to go now.
Why not?
I've just started a new job. I won't get a moment free until my training is over.
Question. Why can't the woman go to Beijing?
请再听一遍。
When are you leaving for Beijing?
Sorry, I won't be able to go now.
Why not?
I've just started a new job. I won't get a moment free until my training is over.
Question. Why can't the woman go to Beijing? 4. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Tabby is not like most high school girls. She picks out her own clothes and doesn't dress like the other girls at school. Tabby has many of her own ideas about fashion, and she expresses them on her blog, Style Rookie. She often posts pictures from fashion shows and her own daily outfits. Tabby started her blog.When she was in middle school, her fashion choices and opinions were very good. At first, many people thought a professional wrote it. Her blog got popular very quickly. After only 8 months of writing Style Rookie, Tabby started getting messages from some of her favorite designers. Tabby's mother is an artist, and her father is an English teacher. They didn't know about the blog until the New Times asked to do an interview.Now, Tabby's father goes with her to fashion events around the world. Since she appeared in the newspaper, Tabby's fame has grown. In 2021, Tabby designed her own T-shirt with a fashion company. She's also written stories for fashion magazines. In that same year, she was the guest of famous designers at fashion events in New York, Paris, and Japan. People all around the world now take Tabby seriously.What does Tabby want to do when she grows up? She's already done it.
请再听一遍。
Tabby is not like most high school girls. She picks out her own clothes and doesn't dress like the other girls at school. Tabby has many of her own ideas about fashion, and she expresses them on her blog, Style Rookie. She often posts pictures from fashion shows,and her own daily outfits. Tabby started her blog when she was in middle school. Her fashion choices and opinions were very good. At first, many people thought a professional wrote it. Her blog got popular very quickly. After only 8 months of writing Style Rookie, Tabby started getting messages from some of her favorite designers. Tabby's mother is an artist, and her father is an English teacher.They didn't know about the blog until the New Times asked to do an interview. Now, Tabby's father goes with her to fashion events around the world. Since she appeared in the newspaper, Tabby's fame has grown. In 2021, Tabby designed her own T-shirt with a fashion company. She's also written stories for fashion magazines. In that same year, she was the guest of famous designers at fashion events in New York,Paris and Japan. People all around the world now take Tabby seriously. What does Tabby want to do when she grows up? She's already done it. D. Listen to the dialogue and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子，每空格限填一词。
A teacher, Rose, is having a talk with her student, Tony.
Tony, I hear that you want to study for a university degree in Australia, don't you?
Yes, teacher.
So please tell me why you are interested in studying in Australia.
I've done a lot of research on the internet. Australia is a good choice for me. The weather there is great. And I have two cousins in Sydney.And they've told me it's a great place to live and study.
Have you checked out education in the UK?
Yes, the UK is famous for education. But one of my classmates has studied there, and she told me that she couldn't get used to the weather in England. Besides, studying there costs a lot of money.
What do your parents think of your plan to study abroad?
Although my parents will miss me a lot,They still support me. They don't worry about my study there. They just wonder if I can take good care of myself.
What about you? What do you think of going abroad, Tony?
Excited, though I've never been abroad before, and I'm nervous about living on my own. You know, I'm a little worried if I can do well enough.
Maybe you should learn to be more independent from now on.Then you can get yourself fully prepared for being away from home. 请再听一遍。
A teacher, Rose, is having a talk with her student, Tony.
Tony, I hear that you want to study for a university degree in Australia, don't you?
Yes, teacher.
So please tell me why you are interested in studying in Australia.
I've done a lot of research on the internet.Australia is a good choice for me. The weather there is great. And I have two cousins in Sydney. And they've told me it's a great place to live and study.
Have you checked out education in the UK?
Yes, the UK is famous for education. But one of my classmates has studied there, and she told me that she couldn't get used to the weather in England. Besides, studying there costs a lot of money.
What do your parents think of your plan to study abroad?
Although my parents will miss me a lot, they still support me. They don't worry about my study there. They just wonder if I can take good care of myself.
What about you? What do you think of going abroad, Tony?
Excited, though I've never been abroad before, and I'm nervous about living on my own. You know, I'm a little worried if I can do well enough.
Maybe you should learn to be more independent from now on. Then you can get yourself fully prepared for being away from home.